Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We are joined by our Odyssey Sports Radio 610 official legal analyst, Amy Dash. Insider calls are brought to you by Driveway.com. Looking for a car? Go to Driveway.com, where you can get pre-qualified, buy a car, and get it delivered. All right, Amy, I think the first place that I want to start with this is we see that Deshaun has settled 20 of 24 cases, and he and his team have been really big into, all right, we really, his number one objective is to clear his name, almost to a point of, if I'm not able to settle all of the cases, then I won't settle them all at once. I'll continue to try to clear my name. What do you think was behind the change in the way that they were going to handle this situation?
I think the continuous filing of more lawsuits and the expectation that more were to come, and still there may be more, but I think, you know, if there are four remaining and let's say a couple more people file and you have five, six, seven, that's very different than having close to 30 that you have to contend with. And I think he was getting pressured from the Cleveland Browns. This is my opinion. I interviewed Tony Busby about a week or two ago, and he made pretty clear publicly that he was just not going to stop. You know, he's a former Marine. He said he was going to win each and every suit. More suits were coming. There was a lot of sort of aggressive rhetoric in there. And I think with the season approaching, the pressure was on. And there is definitely a mechanism in the contract, according to the Browns in their press conference. They said they built in protections to be able to, you know, cut him if necessary. And so I think those were probably very loose and vague protections that started to become a concern for him, that he could potentially lose his spot or his contract if things continued to escalate.
Amy,
so
how did
he need it to take the steam out of the balloon?
Sorry about that, Amy. How do you think that these 20 settlements, how do they impact the potential discipline that's coming down from the NFL sooner rather than later?
I don't think very much. I think that the NFL is going to discipline in the way that it would have anyway, because I think they have a neutral arbitrator now. I believe, at least, that with her experience, she's looking at each and every case on a case-by-case basis, on a factual basis. And I think there will be discipline on the cases that have been reviewed. And then as more come down the pipeline, they're going to be also handled on a case-by-case basis. So there'll probably be discipline and then continuous discipline for each and every case after that. Now, what I would say, though, is that, you know, I'm curious to see how the NFL is going to handle disciplining so many cases, because technically, after a first encounter, there's a suspension, potentially, if there's evidence of wrongdoing. And then there's potential banishment for a second or third offense. So, you know, are these all going to be lumped in as, like, the first offense together? Or will it be, okay, here's your discipline for the first 20 or so cases, and now you've got a bunch more that are coming down, and are these going to be handled contemporaneously or concurrently? So I'm interested to see how they handle that.
On the line with us on the Flying Fish Restaurant Hotline is our Sports Radio 610 official legal analyst, Amy Dash. And, Amy, one of the things that I was wondering about, you said this earlier, that the number and the potential of more cases coming is what pushed maybe the Watson camp to change their thoughts. Do you think this settlement is maybe an agreement that Tony Busby is not going to bring any more suits, any more potential suits, that potentially we'll see it stop right there at 24? Is that potentially what this loss or this agreement would lend towards?
No, I don't think so, because each one, I think, is settled individually, and there's no way that Deshaun Watson would even be able to prevent Tony Busby from bringing more suits if more people approach him. But what I think will happen is that because there's money involved and so many women are getting monetary settlements, it could encourage more false claims actually to come out of the woodwork for people who are interested in trying to get money for themselves. So therefore, Tony or any other lawyer is going to have to be much more discerning in vetting potential cases. And I know that he said that he's turned away a couple of people in the past because they were frivolous suits, or there just wasn't enough evidence to support them. So I think that's where it's going to be up to the attorney to meet their ethical obligations not to bring suits unless there's real evidence behind them.
What about the Texans, Amy? They Tony Busby brought those in, the team, the organization, if you will, into the fold, I don't know, a week or 2 weeks ago. What is the status of that particular, you know, I don't know if he was just threatening or if he actually did make him a defendant. And what's the status and how does this impact the Texans' actual involvement in this off-the-field drama?
You know, I think it's going to depend on which cases Busby is accusing the Texans of being involved in. So I know that there was a membership to a hotel that was given to Deshaun Watson, either knowingly or not by the Texans. Maybe they did know, maybe they didn't, that this activity was going on there. But if the four remaining cases didn't take place in that hotel, it would then be harder to attach the Texans as a defendant in that case. Similarly, there was a supposed non-disclosure agreement given by an employee of the Texans, according to Deshaun's deposition, that was given to him. Whether it was given to him to use, you know, specifically for any of these women is unclear. But again, there would need to be a nexus between the evidence that potentially implicates the Texans and being able to attach them to any of the suits. So they may not be attached, just depending on, you know, whether their involvement is linked to the four remaining suits.
Amy, as we discuss here, he has settlements with 20 of them, but there are still four left. And I'm curious from you, what do you think this means with those four? Does this mean they're going to go to trial, or it's just going to take more to settle with them? What does that jump out to you that he wasn't able to settle with those four?
I think it's just a matter of that everybody's, you know, perception of justice might be different. Some of those women may have felt wronged, and maybe they just want to see it through. I know one of the women that came forward publicly, Ashley Solis, was not one of the people that settled, and she was the one who held that big press conference. And so because she's already put herself out there, because she's already, you know, sort of been put through the ringer, gotten threats and things like that, maybe she wants to see that through for whatever personal reasons. And then on the other hand, it may just be that some of the women are holding out for more money, or they think they'll be able to get more money at trial and they're willing to take that gamble.
You can find all of Amy Dash's work at leagueofjustice.com. Amy, I think we had you on one time right when you were cranking leagueofjustice.com up. Catch us up on how that's going and what the folks can find if they visit you there.
Oh, thanks so much. It's going great. It's basically the first ever sports law website devoted to this type of content, but really with a fan focus. So we want everybody to be able to go there when you have questions, you know, about whether your favorite players are going to be able to play. And so this is a perfect example. Is like, it will Deshaun Watson be able to play? What will the suspension look like? How will this affect actually the NFL and his playing on the field? So that's the focus of the site, and we cover, you know, across all sports and all legal angles, including NIL and, you know, gambling, and, of course, arrests and murders and trials and things like that. So thank you guys so much for the support. I really appreciate it.
All right, Amy. Thank you so much for joining us. Real quick, I did have one last thing with Rusty Harden. Do you think his comments when he was on air with us about the happy ending and all of that, do you think that has actually really hurt Deshaun Watson's camp in this situation?
Yeah. Absolutely. I think it was a big embarrassment. I think it made him rethink, you know, whether he wants to move forward, because every week it was sort of something, you know, the momentum rather than dying out was gaining steam, because it was the happy ending stuff that was in the news. And then there were more lawsuits filed and more lawsuits coming. And again, with the season approaching, I think he just wants to be able to put it behind him. But what I should say is that, you know, I hope people didn't take that comment too seriously, because I think it was meant to be nuanced and it wasn't communicated properly. And, you know, happy endings are, you know, typically in the context of a massage that's paid for and are illegal and could potentially be prostitution or considered solicitation of prostitution. So hopefully not many people were encouraged by that comment to go out and get themselves potentially into some trouble and think that that's legal. I think what he meant and what he clarified later was that after the massage, if there was consensual sexual activity and it wasn't during a paid for massage, that he didn't feel that that was illegal. But that's usually not what a happy ending is. It's usually the ending of a massage.
All right. Thank you, Amy, so much for joining us and taking the time out.
Sure.
As I know you have a busy schedule. We appreciate you.
My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.